Commentator Donald McCaig lives in a small community in Virginia. He lost a neighbor not long ago, and the whole area is feeling it.
I don't believe more than 100 people live in the countryside around Williamsville, Virginia, and there's fewer than a dozen in town. In a community where everybody knows everybody, it's easy to see that John Donne had it right. No man is an island. Every man's death diminishes the rest of us. We buried Uncle Pee-wee Wednesday. Preachers and the tax man knew him as Andrew Stevenson, and that's the name he was given 97 years ago. He was Uncle Pee-wee to everyone else, many of us unrelated to him. There is no way anyone can aspire to unclehood or campaign for the honor. Though old age is part of it, most old people don't ever become a community's uncle or aunt. Wisdom is one requirement. A generous spirit is another. An uncle or aunt is someone that grown men or women wish they could become. I first met the man 25 years ago when I was 30 and he was 72. Pee-wee had made the hay stored in my barn and drove down every other day to put a load on his pickup. The bales weighed 50 pounds and they were awkward and the twine cut my fingers. Uncle Pee-wee was half my size and twice my age, and he bucked 2 bales to my 1, and when we were finished, he asked me how much he owed me for my help. The men Pee-wee Stevenson learned from and admired as a boy were veterans of the war between the states. They taught him the world they knew, and some of the world their fathers had known. The influenza epidemic of 1918 hurt this community, and entire families died within a week. Pee-wee and his brother Bob took up smoking the new tailor-made cigarettes and said that the smoke kept off the germs and saved their lives. When the first car he ever rode in got up to 5 miles an hour, Uncle Pee-wee said it felt like he was flying. He tried flying, too, once. One of those barnstormers who took people up for a dollar. Pee-wee didn't care for it. Uncle Pee-wee was a brilliant horseman and rode in jousting tourneys where the horseman gallops breakneck to pierce a small brass ring on the tip of his lance. Uncle Pee-wee won his last tourney at the age of 76. He was the knight of Williamsville. Excepting Sundays, Uncle Pee-wee worked with his hands every day of his life, and though he never got rich, he reared children, took care of his family, was an elder in the Williamsville church, and owned his own land. He was a horse logger and farmer. He always kept hogs, chickens, horses, cows, and sheep. 3 years ago in wintertime, 94 years old, he waded the Bull Pasture River hip-deep to check on a newborn calf. The calf was all right, but on his return trip, Pee-wee stepped into a hole and was swept downstream 300 yards until he could crawl out. It took him 2 hours to get back upstream to where he left his pickup. For 3 days, he never came out of doors, and we all held our breath. But on the fourth day, Uncle Pee-wee came out to look after his livestock. 2 years ago, when his wife Pat got sick, Uncle Pee-wee cared for her back and forth to the hospital and was heartbroken when she died. We feared the blow might be too much for him, and maybe it was. Every community is a gathering place moving through time, and when Uncle Pee-wee died, we lost what he knew, but we'd never thought to ask him about. His humor leavened us. We lost that, too. With the death of our last 19th-century man, Williamsville has moved entirely into the shiny new 20th century, and the ex-Confederates Pee-wee knew so well have slipped farther back into the darkness. At the end of his life, he did not spend many weeks in the hospital and nursing home, but they were more weeks than he wished to spend there. Uncle Pee-wee wanted to come home. Now he is home.
Donald McCaig and his wife Anne have a sheep farm in the Allegheny Mountains in western Virginia. He comes to us courtesy of member station WVTF in Roanoke.